The Dead Men Stood Together by Chris Priestley, read by Jack Hawkins. I pass like night from land to land. I have strange power of speech. That moment that his face I see, I know the man that must hear me. To him my tale I teach. The old man shuffles to a halt and stands for a moment, head bowed, shaken a little, holding on to his staff. He looks at the end of his days, but then he's looked that way for a long, long time. Is he more exhausted by the walk he's just made across the moors or by the thought of the miles he will walk tomorrow? Maybe it's just the weight of all those years of guilt. I don't much care. He's suffered long and hard, but so have I. I'll waste no sympathy on him. His death would free us both, but spiteful to the last, he seems to go on and on. Maybe he's immortal, for we've walked together for centuries now. Soon it will be 1900 years since the birth of Jesus. Our dress is very different from those about us, but there is something in the magic that surrounds us that means I'm hardly noticed at all. I'm seen, and yet not seen. I flip, like a thought, into the heads of those I pass, and then that thought flies on, and I am forgotten in an instant. The old man's clothes are no more than shabby rags, and his long hair and beard, both frosted white, mark him as a travelling beggar and nothing more. There are plenty enough of them in this new age, just as there were of old. We're back in our own country. We're once again in England after so many years in foreign parts. It's different now.